Blitz, hour number three. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at John Snow, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first 2 hours. A lot of Texans, a lot of Astros, a lot of weirdness with you and Beth, which that's your business. So, but it's good stuff so far. And it's funny because now I'm getting people calling us homers on the text lines. Like, really?
Yeah.
All right. It's like honest opinions. That's what we give. And if you don't, you know, it's not always going to be what you want to hear about your team. And for people who hate the teams locally, when they do something right, we're going to say it. We're going to say nice things. We're going to just give you an honest opinion. Deal with it.
Did you see the NBA All-Star Games changing up?
I did see that.
I'm excited about this, actually, because, I mean, the East versus West, we don't need that anymore. Every good player is in the West,
right?
So except for one.
And he'll probably be in the West next year.
Yeah. So, basically, the way it's going to work now is the players who get the highest amount of votes in the East and Western Conference will be the captains. The starters will still be the starters. So the 10 players voted in as starters will still be starters. So right. That's who you pick first. It'll be like a schoolyard pick for the starters. And then you'll start over and have a schoolyard pick for the reserves. So 7 reserves for each team will be picked by each conference's head coaches. Okay. But the starters will be chosen by the captains.
What are they going to do to change the game to make it more interesting?
No, nothing.
Okay.
Nothing. Just checking. What do you think they're going to do? Play defense?
No. I just think it's like everything else. Like the NFL at some point, you've got to figure out something that's entertaining. Like I think hockey finally nailed it with the 3-on-3 thing. That was pretty cool. But it's hockey, so nobody cares.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, our hockey draft's tonight, gentlemen.
Okay.
At 8:15. Just so you know.
Okay.
Don't miss it. I think you picked.
There.
I think you picked. I don't know where you picked third, maybe.
Let me guess. You and Val pick first. And
no, she got first. I got my like fourth, I think.
Val always gets the first pick.
Well, what I do is I randomize. It's the same thing we've always done. The four of us always get the first four picks, but then somehow it didn't quite work out that way. I think I'm fourth, and I don't remember. I'll have to go look at it. Oh, well. Hey, I have to do a Zadar Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gym of the day.
All right. This is so awful. A trailer for a supposed new video game that plays on racist stereotypes about Chinese restaurants is riling up a New York congresswoman who says it's in bad taste. The game is called Dirty Chinese Restaurant. It centers on a man named Wong Fu, who just inherited the restaurant from his brother. Players score points through saving food costs by dumpster diving and chasing after dogs and cats with a cleaver.
Boy.
Characters also in the game also evade taxes and pesky immigration officials.
Oh, boy.
There's no way, right?
It does sound fun, though.
It's funny.
Is it wrong of me that I went to the App Store after I read the story?
Oh, it's a phone app?
Yeah.
Did you find it?
No. Oh, it's okay. Not there.
It's not released yet.
No.
Damn it.
That's pretty bad, I have to say. A little funny. But, yeah, the New York congresswoman not happy with that. Evading taxes. I love that. You get points for evading taxes in a game. Well, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gym of the day.
Thank you.
Here's an interesting question.
Okay. I think the Asian guy just did the most racist thing of all there.
I don't know what you're talking about. AJ played that.
What?
Uh-huh.
You would accuse me.
How do you feel about this game, Jung?
It was a little offensive at the beginning, but then, you know, like most things, I find humor in things.
Everything's always a little offensive at the beginning.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah. How do you feel about your protected guys for your hockey team? You haven't even looked, have you?
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
No, I haven't.
I think I had to set yours for you, if I'm not mistaken. All right, 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in, 713-780-3776, and we will be out of studio tomorrow, and hopefully I'll be able to talk a lot about Sports Map tomorrow because it's almost there. Wes says to look at the name of the production company that produces the game. I haven't looked at that. Maybe I shouldn't. Also had another update on... I don't see the producer on there. I have a sex robot update, too.
All right.
And I won't live long enough to see this, okay? We'll start with this. But 50 years from now, Americans say, or a study shows a YouGov survey of 1,146 U.S. adults, 49% of them think robot sex will be common in 50 years.
I don't know why you're still stuck on this thing.
I'm not going to make it 50 years, but only 14% of U.S. adults would label having sex with a robot as intercourse.
Yeah.
Well, 33% would consider it more akin to masturbation. And 27% of respondents didn't feel either category did the act justice. It's masturbatory intercourse is what it is. And that's how you describe it. What's the problem?
Yeah.
Here's the other question. Is having sex with a robot cheating if you're already in a relationship with a human? 32% of adults say yes. 33% say no. 37% of men say no. Women, 36% think it is cheating. I wouldn't think sex with a robot is cheating. Any more than sex with a doll, right? Like if you got a blow-up doll.
It doesn't seem that way.
I don't consider that cheating. It's just a way to enhance your...
It's creepy.
It is creepy.
Like, my wife would be creeped out by it, but I don't think she would consider that to be cheating.
Well, I don't, but then I don't consider sex with a clone to be cheating either.
That's a tough call.
Well, it's the same thing, right?
No. I don't know. I mean, emotionally, it's a little bit different.
Okay.
I don't think that... My wife would definitely be out on... clone banging.
Oh, 713-780-ESPN is your number. I think I need a new career. I wonder where I could go.
Oh, before that, I found the company that makes that game.
Yeah.
It's called Big O Tree Games and get it? Big O Tree Games.
Yeah. I kinda like it.
So it's made by like a alt-right.
I don't know. It says the company big like B-I-G, and then the letter O, tree, T-R-E-E. Their sole purpose was to make offbeat games we know we want to play, but you didn't think anyone had the cojones to make. So this is their first game. They do have comic books on their, I guess, kind of like graphic novels on their website, and they're like Wang Fu Avengers. Avengers. So it's a little off color, I guess you could say.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know how I feel about this.
Yeah, I mean...
Maybe this opened the door for more racist videos.
Right.
I don't know that that's the right thing.
And as much as we like to joke around here, I think there are certain things that you kind of go, I'm not so sure about that. Oh, well.
Yeah, his graphic novels are called The Ballad of Wang Fu. There's 5 chapters.
Interesting.
All right.
Okay. Well, tell the people about my computer career.
My computer career. If you've got a job that you hate or a boss that you hate or you had to work outside in the rain today, you want to go to My Computer Career and check it out. MyComputerCareer.edu. Listen, it's not too late to start a new gig in IT, and you can make more money. You can work better hours. See if an IT career is right for you. go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. My Computer Career is where you can get trained for the high-demand field of IT, and you can start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 3 to 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week to get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school. My Computer Career helps you get into the industry by working with hundreds of employers that hire their students. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon. Go take the free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu.
And we are back on the Blitz. Did you see he was back coaching?
I did not.
UTEP fired its coach. Brought back Mike Price.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They are a mess.
Yeah. It's funny. Remember what he got fired for at Alabama? He had a meeting because he was with a stripper, basically.
Yeah.
Imagine that's what you get fired for.
It's slightly embarrassing.
He went to a strip bar and ended up, you know, with a woman in his hotel room. That
doesn't seem like a fireable offense.
No, it really doesn't, but that's Alabama. Yeah. Did he use a school credit card, though?
Maybe that's what it was.
I think that was what it was. But I could be wrong. If it was just that, well. All right, I have my top 20. Do you have yours?
Yeah.
I'm 25, ready. Actually.
Top 25, yeah. I'm locked and loaded.
All right. At number 25, I have NC State.
Are you going to keep track of this week to week?
What do you mean?
Are you going to adjust your rankings week to week? Like, are you going to?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Do this every. Remember, we do this every week.
Okay.
We just move them up and down and.
Yeah. My number 25 is Oregon.
Okay, that was between them and NC State for me. Okay. Actually.
Yeah, I like Oregon. By the way, I left Florida State off. Without a quarterback, I think they're just a mess.
Well, yeah, I agree.
But I have no business. Oregon at 25, and I actually have NC State at 24.
Okay, at 24, I have Navy. Unbeaten Navy.
The Naval Academy.
That's right.
I did not have them listed.
Okay.
I had Notre Dame at 23.
I have Central Florida at 23.
I left Central Florida off my list.
Okay.
I feel bad about it, but I did leave them off. So we've got some discrepancy down
here.
I know. That's unusual.
No, usually the bottom we have some different, because, you know, I like to throw in those group of five teams are doing well.
22, I've got Florida.
West Virginia.
I have 21, West Virginia.
I tossed Florida completely.
Florida's out for you?
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
They're 27 on my list.
Okay.
Notre Dame's 21.
I have Louisville at 20.
I have Utah at 20.
I have Utah at 19.
I have San Diego State at 19.
I have Virginia Tech at 18.
I have South Florida at 18.
I have South Florida at 17.
Louisville.
I have San Diego State at 16.
Okay, I have Virginia Tech there.
Okay, now we get into the top 15.
Now we get into the important teams.
The big boys. I've got Miami at 15.
I have Okie Light at 15.
I have Oklahoma State at 14.
I have USC at 14.
I have USC at 13.
I have Auburn at 13.
I have Washington State at 12.
Now we're going to have some good discrepancies here. I have Miami at 12.
Okay.
I'm starting to believe in them.
I have Ohio State at 11.
I have, cover your ears, Joel Blank, Wisconsin at 11.
Oddly enough, I have Wisconsin even ranked higher than that. I have Auburn at 10. You know what I think of Wisconsin. It ain't much.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have Auburn at 10.
I have Ohio State at 10.
All right. I've got Wisconsin at 9.
At 9, I have Washington State.
Number 8, the Frogs of the Horn.
Number 8, I have Michigan.
I have Michigan at 7.
That's where I have the Frogs of the Horn.
All right. Number 6, I've got Penn State.
I have Washington at 6.
I have Georgia at 5.
I have Penn State at 5.
I have Washington at 4.
I have Georgia at 4.
I have Oklahoma at 3.
Yeah, 3-2-1, Oklahoma, Clemson, Alabama. Yeah. Interesting. I thought long and hard about putting Georgia ahead of Oklahoma.
It's funny. I thought long and hard about putting Oklahoma ahead of Clemson.
Interesting.
So, yeah. It's a cool
thing. I have Wisconsin down farther than I think most people would.
They haven't lost.
They haven't come
close many times.
They haven't lost, but they haven't
looked great.
They haven't impressed me.
I say they've come close. They haven't really come close.
No.
Their first half against Utah State was horrible. Their first half against Northwestern was horrible, but They're a solid team.
I think they're a solid team, and that'll play itself out.
And I don't see a loss on their schedule for a while. Yeah. That's the good thing about Wisconsin. Maybe when they play Michigan, and they may be going into that game undefeated. So as much as I'm not impressed by them, they look pretty decent.
I could have made a case.
In decent shape anyway.
I could have made a case for a lot of for moving this order around. I think you can make a pretty strong case for TCU being higher. I know you make a case for Washington, but you look at what Penn State's done. It's hard to throw them too far down the list.
Yeah,
I mean, really, any of those teams. It's a pretty good group so far.
I wonder why, and you and I both did this. Why are we hesitant? Even though Utah is 4-0, why are we hesitant to put Utah in with the other 4-0 teams?
Just don't know how long they're gonna. I think they're good, but they haven't impressed me yet. They'll get a chance to.
If they beat Stanford this weekend,
I think that bumps you up. Stanford's a good football team. And they've got one of the most amazing players in the country.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that'll give them a big boost. But who have they beaten?
Arizona's the best team they won. That's their best win at Arizona.
And that's Houston won there. So.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. But they'll get plenty of chances at signature wins. I mean, Stanford and then
they get USC. Right after that.
Yep. Then Arizona State, which is nothing. But
I just found it funny that we both had Utah ranked below like San Diego State and South Florida.
Well, I think San Diego State's had a more impressive win.
No, that's true.
I think South Florida has too. Well, I don't know. South Florida's hasn't. I mean, they really haven't had.
Is Illinois? I mean, that's probably their.
That's probably their biggest win.
I don't know. That's a great win.
That's not better than Arizona, I don't think. God, their schedule is easy.
Oh, yes. Good for them.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Good old Charlie Strong.
Yep.
Yeah, they...
In your face, Bevo.
Yeah, we looked at this the other day, but...
I should have had Texas at number two.
Texas... All right, here's three bold predictions. Texas will make one of our rankings by the end of the year.
Wouldn't shock me.
A&M will not make our rankings by the end of the year.
That would shock me if they did. So, yeah, I agree on both those things. You know, Texas is 2-2 now. The problem is, if they are going to make the rankings, they have to win this week. And then they probably have to beat Oklahoma. Because otherwise they're 3-3. And then they're getting into Oklahoma State. Like, I don't know. If they do make the rankings, it might be like... last week of the season.
Yeah, yeah. Or near the tail end there.
Yeah.
A big win over TCU or something to get the boost.
Yeah, just in hindsight, that Maryland game is just such a weird loss that they took because their defense has proven to be pretty solid.
Yeah, they got run all over that game.
I mean, they just got crushed.
Backup quarterback.
So, I'm curious to see them against Kansas State this week. Kansas State, not a very good offense. That's why I faded them against Baylor last week. I'll be doing the same this week. I just don't think they're very good, especially passing the ball. Like you ask that kid to throw the ball. I mean, it's like a chemistry test in front of him. The Ertz guy, he's just not very good. But I just don't see Texas being good enough to hang with the Oklahoma States. That's where it's going to get pretty problematic, and TCU for that matter, who they play on the road. So,
boy, I'm looking at South Florida's schedule. They only have two games on there that they could even potentially lose.
Yeah, I know.
It's Houston at home and at UCF.
Yeah.
That's it. And then the championship game. But, my goodness.
When I look at the Big Ten and the way it's divided up, it drives me so crazy.
Yeah.
That they did that by East and West because Penn State, Ohio State, Michigan, and Michigan State being in the same division is dumb. Because then you got like the only good teams on the west side are Nebraska, and they're not always very good, and Wisconsin. I mean, really, Wisconsin's the only consistently good team on that side. I mean, Iowa's 0-2 already in conference.
Yeah,
I just think it's an odd way to divide them up.
Well, it just gives.
They need to go back to the leaders and the legends. Just call them less stupid names.
Yeah. You know what I'm looking at?
Pornhub.
No.
Oh, yeah. I had a 50-50 chance.
About 25% chance because I am on air and I can't, it's not like I can do anything over here. But You could have three group of five teams go undefeated. San Diego State.
South Florida and...
UTSA.
UTSA, yeah.
Sandy, and I feel bad for UTSA, but they'd be the ones left out of that. South Florida would be the team that got it. But San Diego State's got at UNLV, Boise at home, which we don't know what Boise is. That's a potential loss, so I mean, theoretically. Fresno, Hawaii, San Jose State, Nevada, New Mexico.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a pretty easy schedule. UTSA, I only see...
I mean, conceivably, Central Florida has the same chance as South Florida.
True.
And they haven't lost yet.
No, and they'll play each other.
And they beat the hell out of Memphis.
Yeah, Memphis is a good team.
Memphis isn't garbage, and they smashed them. And they beat the snot out of Maryland at Maryland. Their game, and you know, I'm not going to act like they were lucky because a hurricane hit, but their game against Georgia Tech got canceled.
Yeah.
That may work in their favor by the end of things.
It may hurt them, though, because that would have been a pretty good signature win.
It would have been nice to have that, yeah. But
no, they're going to – I mean, their schedule looks pretty light, too. But UTSA, they get Southern Miss this week. They're better than them. At North Texas, Rice, UTEP, which has fired its coach, at FIU – UAB, Marshall, and then at Louisiana Tech on Saturday, November 25th. That might be the toughest game left on their schedule. So, that'd be kind of cool if you had three of them. One of the Floridas, San Diego State.
It'd be cool to hear the arguments. Like, who's done the most, who's the most worthy.
I would think the...
My guess is they take the team from the American Conference because that's proven to be sort of like the next best.
Well, and I think in the end, their schedule will still look better than everybody else's. Although, I'd say San Diego State has the signature win over Stanford.
Right, which trumps anything that those other teams could get.
Although UCF, if they were to win out, that's their resume is pretty good.
It kind of hurts San Diego State that Boise's not very good.
Yeah.
That would have been nice for them, too.
Yeah.
But they also play, and Arizona State's nothing special, but they played two games against Power 5 conferences in the preseason, which I have a lot of respect for. You do that,
and it's not easy.
I'm watching you.
It's not easy to win those games, and Houston did it this year and wound up losing one of them.
Yep.
So those are schools that I think it's really cool that they go on and take those guys on. But yeah, and UTSA was supposed to play Houston, so they... You know, that was a game that would have helped them if they could have won it.
Yeah.
But I think who knows? I don't know what they would have done against them.
All right, guys. Fall is here. It's time to start making memories with some great food from your grill. And the Texas Star Grill Shop's fall grill sale going on now. And I've got a surprise for you at the end of this thing. Let's talk some grills, though. They've got ceramic charcoal grills, wood pellet smokers like the one I just got from Pits and Spits, gas grills. Let the pros there decide. Or help you decide which is best for you. Traeger's got the latest and greatest Timberline. It kicked it up a notch. It's got dual-walled construction, Wi-Fi control, and the new patented downdraft venting system. It increases smooth smoked flavor every time. The Saber grills have a really cool infrared gas grill with no flare-ups, and it's always moist and juicy meat. Komodo Joe, Weber, Memphis, they've got all the brands. Here's the kicker. Right now, an extra 20% off all grills for Hurricane Harvey victims. That's on top of the fall sale. Our friend Deanna out in Beaumont took advantage of this last week. The extra 20% off is not going to last forever, so get in there now. And as always, free delivery and assembly. Get a grill that's going to last a long time and save big money during the fall grill sale. Stop by Texas Star Grill Shop. See the best in grilling. Located at Shepherd and 59 in Houston or on Louetta in Spring. TexasGrillShop.com. That's TexasGrillShop.com. Texas Star Grill Shop. We have your grill.
ESPN 97.5. This is a Zadok Jewelers ESPN 97.5 Sports Update.
Zadok Jewelers, Houston's premier luxury jeweler for more than 40 years.
Here's Matt Pauley.
Houston Astros baseball, Carlos Correa named the American League Player of the Week for the final week of the regular season. Had a great week at 520, 13 for 25. 8 runs, 4 doubles, 3 home runs, 10 RBIs in a 6-game period. The Astros are continuing to get prepared for Thursday's matchup against the Boston Red Sox. That is game 1 of the ALDS. Chris Sale is going to start for Boston. Still no official word on who is going to get the start for the Astros. The Texans will get back to practice tomorrow after an off day today. They will host the Chiefs on Sunday night. The Chiefs remain undefeated with a win against the Redskins on Monday Night Football last night. The Cowboys on Sunday have a tough matchup as they are set to take on the Green Bay Packers.
I'm Matt Pauley with this sports update on ESPN 97.5.
Fall is the best time to feed your lawn. With 10% off Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food at the Home Depot. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard feeds your lawn to build strong, deep grass roots for winter when you need it most. So it'll be lush, green, and beautiful next spring when you want it most. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food. 10% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 4th.
No, I hate to tell you, Puerto Rico.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Hey, what's going on?
It's me and Dave. We're just not what we used to be.
Sounds like y'all need to make a trip to Darling Way.
Darling Way?
Yes, it's a cool boutique in the Heights, all about fun, flirty, and frisky romance. The owner, Beth, is passionate about couples keeping passion alive.
Steve and I went, and now we're having fun together again, thanks to Darling Way.
Visit Darling Way at 3423 White Oak Drive in the Heights, and online at darlingway.com. Darling Way, they really do make love fun again.
From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, this report is sponsored by Sprint. 225 westbound at Allen Genoa. Crews have cleared an accident, but there's still a problem on I-45 northbound at North Main. To learn how you can get the best price for Unlimited, visit Sprint.com/unlimited or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today. Sprint works for me compared to similar plans from national carriers. Features differ. The ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center is brought to you by Uberito. Satisfy your hunger for shrimp and beef in one surf and turf sensation for just $10. Uberito above and beyond your basic burrito.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz, presented by Big City Wings on Highway 6 on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. The journey to Jacksonville has begun. We're giving away a trip for two to Jacksonville, Florida, to see Houston take on Jacksonville. Log on to ESPN975.com and find out the three ways to qualify for the grand prize drawing on November 24th. You could win a three-night stay at the DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel, downtown Jacksonville Riverfront. Go to the football game on December 17th at Everbank Field and play a round of golf at the Hidden Hills Golf Club. All courtesy of Florida's First Coast of Golf. Visit Florida and ESPN975.
I've got an idea.
Okay.
How to get a lot of attention for our radio group, for Gal Media, for Sports Map, for Culture Map, for our radio show.
Okay, I'm in.
It's going to cost us a little bit of money, but I think it would be worth it in the end.
Okay. It's costing us money. I'm not sure I'm in. Let me just tell you.
Okay. Okay. Just listen. What if we could be the first people to interview O.J. Simpson?
That'd be pretty cool.
How much money are we talking about here?
For the low price of between $3 and $5 million, yeah, we could get all that pub. All that pub. Right?
Mm.
Like, we'd probably be on Deadspin and stuff.
I'd rather get a bunch of the food buckets.
Yeah, that's a good call. That would cut into our food bucket budget.
Yeah.
And yeah, when the end times come, what's going to help us more? A taped interview with OJ or a bunch of food buckets?
And with OJ, you have a chance of getting murdered, so.
Yeah, OJ would never murder us while we interviewed him about his crimes. And by the way,
just don't let him in with a knife, okay?
Or black gloves.
Yeah.
I mean, I would much more worry about him and Fred making love than murdering us.
Stop it.
With all the reports.
Well, I mean, if you could say you banged O.J. Simpson, wouldn't you?
It's like, that's the Betty White dilemma, isn't it?
It kind of is, yeah.
I bet you could get that covered in a book.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Like, you can cover the cost of interviewing O.J., and getting bleeped by OJ.
No, no.
By writing
bleeping,
a book.
Bleeping OJ.
Oh,
not
bleeping.
Getting bleeped
oh,
by.
Oh, okay, okay.
OJ's
yeah.
Oh, he's a catcher.
OJ's a catcher.
Oh, God,
for sure. That's.
No, I'm saying if I'm going to have to play that game, I'm standing on a pitcher's mound. Let's just put it that way. I'm Justin Verlander.
Hey, where'd Joel Blank go to college?
Not sure why.
If I'm not mistaken, he went to Wisconsin La Crosse, which is like a, like UT has satellites like UTEP or UT Arlington. I think Wisconsin has those as well. And I think he went to Wisconsin La Crosse. I found a story today out of La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Really?
La Crosse police arrested two people early Monday morning after they refused to stop having sex in the backseat of a car. An officer heard moaning from a car at around 3:30 a.m., the windows were fogged, the vehicle was rocking. A woman who lived nearby had called the police saying that the sound woke her up. Bailey Puttkemry.
What?
Puttkemry? Puttkemry. How would you go with that?
I don't know. You'd have to spell
Puttkemry?
It again. Yeah, something like that.
Who's 21. And Emily Scott, who's 20. Which, by the way, if you send your daughter to Wisconsin La Crosse, she's off at college, and then you open the paper, and this is what you find, aren't you the proudest dad?
Yeah.
They were naked in the back seat and having sex. The officer asked a couple to stop, beat on the window, and asked a couple to stop. And then he stood at the back of the vehicle and waited for them to get dressed. Well, the officer quickly realized that they had ignored him and resumed having sex. So he opened the door. Puttkemry tried to close the door before telling the officer that he was, quote, bock clocking him.
Ah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I do. And
which,
he was.
By the way, that is a big time.
That is the
bock clock
definition of it, frankly.
Now that I think of it, is that why the Texans used the Shiner bock clock? Is that? That's,
I think it is. Nobody here getting
is
anything.
Is that an inside
tonight.
Joke with them? I just, man.
Must be.
Puttkemry and Scott both face charges of lewd and lascivious behavior. Puttkemry also faces a charge of disorderly conduct, presumably for calling the officer a bock clock. And Scott faces a bail jumping charge.
Whoops.
Yeah. So your 20-year-old daughter jumping bail so she could have sex in the back seat
of the
vehicle.
Jump Bill.
Jump Bailey.
Oh, okay. Close enough.
Yeah.
I see another quote from him. He said, "You're a man. You should understand it's Oktoberfest weekend." But Montgomery told the officer while standing nude outside his car.
Are we supposed to get laid on Oktoberfest weekend?
Yes.
I didn't know that. That's missed an opportunity. JF 288, thoughts on the Astros line and over-under? I am seeing 7 for the over-under. Seems pretty high for those two pitchers, but if one of them does get knocked out of the game, I could see that going over. Plus 135 on Chris Sale.
Minus
165 Astros, plus 135.
I'm not getting suckered into betting baseball, but I would be on Chris Sale. If I've got a plus by his name.
Okay. 713-780-ESPN is your number. We have just
one segment to go.
Yep.
Did I read your mind there? Is that what you were going to say?
Yes.
I knew it. You know what I'm about to say right now?
Man centers.
Man centers. Good call, John.
Did I read your mind?
You and I are basically psychics. Listen, man centers, better lives start here, guys. If you've got any kind of issues with general male wellness, you've got genital pain or concerns, prostate issues, Man Centers is the place to go to get it checked out. Prevention's key. You guys need to get checkups before they actually start to see these symptoms, like genital pain or prostate and urinary issues or even concerns about STDs. Get ahead of it. You've got a responsibility to be healthy for your family, and prevention is the key to that. With an easy annual checkup, Man Centers is helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives. And for men, genital pain may include pain or discomfort in the groin, the penis, the scrotum, testicles, bladder, prostate, any of those things. It could be an injury, could be an infection, could be nerve irritation, but you need to get it checked out. It's a quick and easy checkup with Man Centers. Women have OBGYNs. Men have Man Centers. Man Centers focuses on male urology that your primary care physician might not focus on. So it's worth it to go check these guys out. They take most insurances. So give them a call. See if they take yours. 832-358-8600 or go to mancenters.com. And they're now open in Pearland and Tomball, as well as the main location there on I-10. And for the month of October only, free male wellness checks for all new patients. So go in there and get yourself checked out. It's free. It's Man Centers, mancenters.com. All right, guys, got to tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions. You know, you want to spend more time outdoors, but maybe your outdoor area is not as pretty as it could be. Allied can help you out with that. They can renovate your faded pool deck or your grayed out patio, your outdated driveway with a carved stone overlay that'll give you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less money. It's trialed, hand carved, custom colored for your home. Looks great, twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind carved stone with a 7-year warranty. If you've got a blank slate in the backyard, they'll build it from the ground up, guys. Whether you want to just go with a functional patio or you want to go big boy and get the outdoor kitchen and patio cover, they could do it all, residential and commercial. They offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Go with a carved stone overlay. Get the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carved Stone Project's photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz, presented by Big City Wings on Highway 6 on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hey, Beaumont, we're coming to Luke's Ice House Friday.
Hey, Beaumont.
Join the usual suspects, minus Barry, and The Blitz at Luke's Ice House on Calder Avenue from 1 until 7. Joel, Nick, Fred and AJ will broadcast our shows live and get you ready for football, courtesy of Miller Lite and Coors Light. And Beaumont, it's important for you to realize when it comes to Barry Laminack, it's not you, it's him.
Yeah.
So, for some reason, he just doesn't want to come see you guys. All right, and a couple of plugs. Tomorrow, we will have Sports Map launched. I'll be tweeting out about it when it's up and official. So, looking forward to everybody getting a chance to finally see this thing. It's going to be incredible. And tonight at 8 over on 94.1 and on the SB Nation Radio Network, the pregame line with RJ Bell and me. Some good stuff on there. And
some great stuff on there.
There's some great stuff. I mean, we covered a couple of things today that we've never talked about that was pretty cool. And then, you know, we had some things that we've talked about before. But I thought I got in some cool stuff. All right. So, time for some Hey Man Bleep That.
Yes.
Who wants to go first? I
was reading what Trump said today, and I thought about doing it, and how, like, oh, only 16 people died. But I don't want to deal with the fallout of that. So I'll go with something a little less heavy.
Okay.
The New York Post wrote an article about Halloween costumes.
Yeah.
And basically what they want to do is get rid of sexy Halloween costumes for ladies.
Hey, man. That.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, they're saying we can't... Basically, they don't want adults to get dressed up at all, which I can kind of agree with that. Like,
yeah, but sometimes it's kind of... I mean, I don't know the last time I actually did that, but some people, it's fun. You go to adult parties and dress up and stuff. Make that movie, Eyes Wide Shut.
Yeah,
some people are into that.
I don't know how I feel, because I would... I think there you either have to go one of two ways. You either have to not dress up, or you have to dress up super sexy. That's the only acceptable costumes on Halloween to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, no grown woman should be dressing up like a, I don't know, like a pirate. I don't need that, unless it's a sexy pirate.
Yeah, they all have to be sexy.
Yeah.
Every single one, like Barney the Dinosaur has to be sexy Barney the Dinosaur.
Sexy Barney the Dinosaur.
Absolutely.
So, if you're trying to get rid of sexy Halloween costumes for grown women, I say, hey, man, that.
All right. See, now I don't want to do mine either. I'm so frustrated with how everybody has to have a political take on things that are not political. I mean, the shooting Sunday night were a dickweed psychopath going nuts. And everybody yesterday, and I mean from all sorts of different angles, using that to push their political agendas. Can you not wait one effing day, people? Let people mourn. Let people find out about their loved ones. Find out what happened. And then you can have your gun debates. You can talk about what the president said or didn't say. I don't care. But the guy who's going, oh, most of them were probably Trump supporters and lost his job. Why even comment on that crap? I know we're an instant reaction society. How about you wait? How about you find out what happens and just say, hey, you know what, terrible tragedy. And then in a few days, you want to start having those debates, be my guest. But it shows a complete lack of respect for the victims. It shows that all you care about is pushing your political agenda. And to that I say, hey, man, fuck that.
My desk got... I brought something today that I wanted to kind of snack on over the next couple of days.
That popcorn?
Yeah.
I saw it.
I had a meeting this morning, and I was running behind, so I put all my stuff on my desk and took my computer, laid the popcorn on my desk, thinking, you know, no one's going to touch it. And I go into my meeting and come back out, and the thing is wide open, and someone has taken some, and... I don't know if they reached their hand in there, so I just ended up throwing it all of it away.
What?
Teresa got it from Austin. I guess she went last week with her friend to do some wedding stuff with one of her, you know, one of the weddings that she's in, and she brought back some jalapeno cheddar popcorn, which was pretty delicious. And somebody stuck their grubby little hands in there, and I can never leave anything out. Like,
man, we need security cameras.
Yeah.
Did no one, like, did you ask around, like, try to get a report?
Yeah, nobody saw anything.
No one's rolling, huh?
Yeah, yeah. And I thought Kobe was sitting right there, so I thought it was Kobe.
Oh, yeah.
So I asked him if it was Kobe, and he said he didn't touch it. And
he wouldn't tell the truth.
And they said that they didn't see who saw it. Hey, man, fuck that.
I feel like if Juggalo Trey were here, he would tell the truth.
Yeah, he would tell the truth. I would say Kobe's a suspect. I'd say Patrick Creighton's a suspect. Oh, well. We'll sort this out. We're going to do a Law and Order and figure this thing out. All right, good job today, guys. See you guys tomorrow. Till then, stay sports, you bitches.